Thank you.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multi-family dwellings, 3 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 2.18 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Central Avenue, which is Sussex County Route 84, approximately 0.2 miles south of Beaver Dam Branch Road, which is Sussex County Route 368. The 911 address is 33476 Central Avenue, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 16, parcel 35.02. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of a boundary survey for the property. We have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a letter that's been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. And we also have a copy of the staff analysis. And I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Okay. Give us your name and you can have the floor.
Thank you. My name is John Titian. I'm the owner of 33476 Central Ave property in Frankfurt. I'm not going to be as well polished as the last presenter because I didn't go into that much level of detail, and hopefully everything I presented is sufficient. The backstory behind it essentially is that I purchased the property last October. I've been renting it since, and as meaning in relation to the main home and the initial dwelling that was being rented prior to me purchasing it. As I've done further investigation into the variances that existed, I did not have approval for a second, meaning the third unit was on the property. It's the second floor of the ADU that is on the facility. So that's where I started inquiring with the Office of Planning and Zoning, getting additional details, submitting all the necessary paperwork, and this is where we're at today. So.
Well, that brings you here tonight.
That brings me here today to answer any questions that you may have.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about the neighborhood and what's on your property and that sort of thing?
So the property is 2.2 acres. It has a 30 by 30 garage on it. It has a house that was the original owner had lived there. He has an accessory dwelling unit, which is 800 square feet with a cooking facility inside. And then the second unit is also 400 square feet above the 800 square feet unit. And that has a cooking surface as well. Again, nothing was done to the property since I purchased it. This is the way that it sat initially. And I'm just sitting and waiting to hopefully capitalize on the opportunity that is getting the variance extended from the 800 square feet to the 1200 square feet to cover the entire building for two separate units in two different cooking scenarios.
Good. Okay, let's see if anyone else has a question on the commission, and we'll start with Mr. Collins.
Are these being used in the accessory dwelling unit for short-term rentals or long-term?
It's all short-term rental.
Thank you. No other questions.
Mr. Passwaters?
No other questions at this time.
Mr. Allen? I have none. Yeah. And the chair has none. Staff?
None for me, thank you.
Mr. Robertson?
Just not a question so much as an observation. I would just point out on this one, so it's three dwelling units on 2.2 acres, you know, it's two units an acre for AR1. So, you know, the permitted density would be up to four, but you'd have to subdivide it. Really, the difference here is it's instead of a subdivision, it's just, you know, three units instead of three lots, you know, and you could do, I don't know about the geometry of it, but you could theoretically get three lots out there. It'd be designed differently, but.
Very good point.
Could you remind me if there are some rules about use of ADUs and, short-term rentals?
Not that I'm aware.
There are not constraints, right?
ADUs can be short-term rentals. It's just that you can't have a, you can have a manufactured home as an ADU, but you can't have a
like an RV.
Trailer or an RV yeah. as an ADU. So they can be short-term rentals though. So.
Yes, otherwise I'd have four of them in my yard running.
Thank Remember, you. These are on, you know.
I know. That was a joke for everybody.
I will say this, though, just because this needs to be, and this doesn't have anything to do with your application directly, but the ADU program was not intended for short-term rentals. It was intended to have more housing diversity and more affordable housing in Sussex County. And again, it wasn't limited to that, but, you know, that was more the intent of it. Again, that's neither here nor there with this particular application, just sort of more of a public service announcement.
And just to provide further context in relation to the second floor unit, it's a one-bedroom unit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really one parking spot, one additional bedroom, and that's what we're looking to add to it. It's really the opportunity to get that third unit on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right. No, understood.
With the variance approved.
Thank you.
Any other questions? you'll take a seat. Okay. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 2562 John L. That, yes. Thank you. Sorry. Hearing none, anybody here that would like to speak in opposition? Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing, and if you'd like to stay with us until the end to see if we make a decision, or you can call the office in the morning.
Mr. Mears, if I could make a suggestion, just because we've got talk about our meeting dates, we're gonna have an executive session and public comment, which I doubt we're gonna have. Maybe if we could refer back to those two now, just
okay.
Folks.